Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 9 May 2022, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Oh, we have got a lineup this week. It's really unbelievable. I really do. Tonight we're going to bring a very special guest. I think I've had this gentleman on sometime many years ago. I don't remember. But my memory doesn't go so far, so don't be excited because I don't remember it. But anyway, we're going to be up against a few minutes. We're going to discuss something that we all see. We may talk about it once in a while, but we don't can't do much about it. We're going to talk about the weather, okay? So don't y'all go away. We'll get to your guest in a minute. Before we go to our guest, though, make a couple announcements. Starting tonight, we have a new special, one I want to offer you. Phil Hudock did a teaching a couple weeks ago on Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Excellent two-hour DVD. I have a 56-page information, a book entitled Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I have a copy of it here. We printed it off. This was top secret at the time, folks. This was top secret at the time. Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. We will send you, if you want it, the 56-page book. I printed it out on 8.5 by 11 sheet paper. And Phil's lesson. And the one I did, now Phil, this is Phil's special. He told me to get this put together, so I'm doing it. The book, the teaching he did a couple weeks ago on silent weapons for quiet wars, the teaching I did on the beast, the mark, and the great reset. All, I'll be 4 hours of DVD and the book for $15. No, we're not going to be making money on that. That's not the problem. This is so important, you have to see it to believe it. Folks, they set us up in a very organized, mathematical way. No, I'm not making it up. Mathematical. I'm serious. They did it step by step, inch by inch, where everything's a cinch, right? All three of these things. 4-hour DVD on Silent Weapons and Quiet Wars, The Beast, The Mark, The Great Reset, and the book, $15. And we're still offering the book, The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. Now, this is for people that want to know the truth. They're not afraid of the truth. If you're brain dead and don't want to know the truth, then for goodness sake, don't order either one of these $15. Don't do it. It'll blow you out of the water, okay? But if you want to know the truth, a book by Judge Dale, retired, The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, is something you've got to have. And remember, it's written from a historical viewpoint. He's not a Christian. He brings up Christ, but he does it from a historical viewpoint. So this book is available, $15, and the 4-hour DVDs, and Phil's book printed out 8.5 and 11 on the book he got together for us. It was top secret some not too many years ago. All this you get for $30, or either one of them $15, if you just call and ask for it, folks. That's all you got to do is call 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. 1-800-875-4848. Now, I want to bring up our guest, a gentleman that I've known by him for years. I think he may have been on the program sometime years ago, but I've been following his work, and folks, it's a very important work. It truly is. We're going to talk to Dane Wigington. And how many of y'all have told your friends about what we call chemtrails? And they look at you like you're nuts. You talk about weather control. That can't happen. Well, folks, from personal experience, from being in Southeast Asia back in the 60s and early 70s, I can tell you weather control happened over there because we did it. The Air Force did it. I was part of the Air Force. I know this. So this is something we're going to discuss tonight in great detail. Dane Wigington, are you there?
I do not hear him.
Oh, there he is. Okay, yeah, okay. There you are.
A little slow getting my mute button here. Thank you very much, Pastor Bush, for your willingness to address this issue. Certainly, you're the horse's mouth as far as what happened in Vietnam, Project Popeye, historical fact. So for those who think that weather modification is not possible, is some sort of theory or conjecture or hypothesis, it's been historical fact for well over a half a century, and in fact, much longer still. It just wasn't published. But thank you for chiming in on your history there.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'd like to read a paragraph out of your book, if you don't mind. A little book here, folks, I got it was sent to me, entitled Geoengineering, A Chronicle of Indictment, Fact and Photo Summary. Now, we'll make this available to you, too. They're not real big, I think. How many pages are these, Dane? Not very
20.
Many. 20? Okay. I'm going to read a paragraph to you, folks. I'm going to turn the speaker loose then, okay? I want him to share everything he has. And, of course, we're taking a phone call next half hour for questions on anything they want to ask. What if there were a monumental environmental threat that you didn't even know was occurring? What if it came into use in an insidious way, just as GMO foods have come into our food supply without our knowledge or consent? What if it appeared to be harmless, but it wasn't? And what if it were so cleverly woven into our culture that we didn't even see it anymore? What if it were so massively stigmatized and wrapped in controversy that if you thought it strange or concerning, you'd be scorned or ignored? What if you found out that this issue was already affecting your health and that of people you know and love? What if this threat had the potential to destroy our crops, our trees, the soil that they grow in, our water supply, the protective layers of our atmosphere, and a whole ecosystems? What if all available data and frontline facts make clear that this issue was putting the entire web of life in the balance? Global climate engineering intervention programs are mathematically the greatest and most immediate threat we collectively face, and short of a nuclear cataclysm, folks, which may be getting close to itself, but discuss that another night. Dane, now this little book, that I can't remember sending to me. I want to thank whoever it was. When I got going through this, I thought, I got to get Dane on the broadcast. That's why I started searching for you. You've done a great job on this. I mean, and how they mask this and the lies we've been told. But I'm going to let you kind of take off and tell the folks who you are for new listeners that never heard you before. Who's Dane Wigington? Where did he come from? What's his background? Give us some autobiography about you, if you don't mind.
Well, thank you very much again for your willingness to address this issue, Pastor Butch. And I'm the lead researcher and administration for geoengineeringwatch.org. We're the largest and most visited website in the world on the subject of climate engineering operations. We are non-political. We do not advertise on the site. Our sole objective is to bring to light these programs, which should be considered mathematically and statistically the greatest single human assault against creation ever launched by mankind. And again, as to what you stated and some of what we place in our booklet, Pastor Butch, let's look at this for what it is. Climate engineering operations, although it's been portrayed as a benevolent way to slow down some of the warming of the planet.
Before you get further, how long have you been doing this?
I've been at this for about 20 years, Pastor Butch, and I'm sorry. I'll pick up where I left off there in a minute, but I'll press on with what you asked. About 20 years. I'll fill in with what you know. I didn't quite finish your initial question. I apologize for that. I've been at this for about 20 years, and I moved to Northern California expecting to get clean air. I'm a former employee of Bechtel Power Corporation. That's the world's largest engineering firm. I built a large off-grid home, solar, wind, and hydro. I expected to find clean air in Northern California, and I was losing 60, 70, 80% of my solar power uptake from whatever these aircraft were emitting. I knew that could not be condensation blocking that much of my solar power. That doesn't mean blocking that much overall light, but it's blocking direct sunlight. That's important to know the distinction between the two. I began to test my precipitation, did not want to find what I found, which was starting with aluminum nanoparticles. That's a primary element in climate engineering patent. I began to do extensive research, and when it became from subsequent lab tests very apparent that these operations were ongoing in our skies, toxifying the entire surface of the planet every breath we take, destroying the ozone layer, disrupting the hydrological cycle. What was I to do but to face this battle? I could not turn away. I don't think we're allowed to turn away from something when it comes to our attention, Pastor Butch, correct?
No.
So it launched me into this battle, and it's been ongoing ever since. And I, again, the scope and scale of these programs in regard to the damage they're inflicting on the planet, and you correctly stated also in our booklet that short of nuclear cataclysm, this is the greatest and most immediate threat we face. But let's weave those two together, if I may, for a moment. Climate engineering is destroying the protective atmospheres, or the protective layers of the atmosphere, starting with the ozone layer. Now, just as an example, we're much more susceptible. The ozone layer destruction alone is destroying crops, killing insects, causing cancers with us. It's no ozone layer, no people. That's a very simple equation. But in addition to that, tying this to nuclear, without an ozone layer, we're much more susceptible to a CME, a coronal mass ejection. That's a solar flare. Now, if we have a massive solar flare like the Carrington event in the 1800s, that will knock out grid power. That will prevent nuclear plants from cooling themselves. Now we have Fukushima times 100, 200, 300. Game over again. So from every conceivable direction, Pastor Butch, climate engineering is pounding the nails into our collective coffin, if you will.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is any of this done for honest reasons, or is it what I've been looking at? It's not done for any reason except to manipulate or destroy. What's your opinion on that?
I would say your assessment is completely accurate. Ultimately, climate engineering is a covert weapon of war. It's the crown jewel weapon of the military-industrial complex because it's a weapon with which they can bring populations to their knees without those populations ever even knowing they're under assault. Pastor Butch, after 9/11, you might remember that General Wesley Clark, the former NATO Supreme Commander, was given a list of countries that were to be targeted by the U.S. military, a list that clearly existed before 9/11. That list existed before 9/11. Every one of those countries subsequently underwent a once-in-1,000-year drought. That's statistically, mathematically not possible to have that kind of coincidence unless there's a factor we're not being told about. That's weather modification. We had the leaders of those countries on the floor of the UN stating NATO was cutting off their rain. What's happening now with our crops? They have been so consistent at cutting off moisture to the U.S. West that they are tearing orchards out in the breadbasket of the country in the Central Valley of California. They're tearing orchards out with excavators. There's no water. And the rain that does fall, and this is important, is toxic, starting with particles like aluminum nanoparticulates. It toxifies soils, kills soil microbiome, affects root systems. From every imaginable direction, they are pounding the food production of the planet. And we've been poor stewards of the planet. I want to state that clearly. I'm not denying all the other forms of damage to the planet. We've been very poor stewards. But this intentional manipulation of the planet's life support systems, the worst of all, summarize what you stated correctly, Pastor Butch. This is a weapon of war. There's no benevolence in it. It's about power and control, even though it is peddled to the populations as a way to band-aid together the climate and keep business as usual a little longer. The only people who benefit from that is the power structure trying to hang on to their power. So, again, ultimately, from any perspective, this is a weapon of power and control, period.
Well, now, they want the thought. The powers that be that have been working on this for decades. I mean, decades, folks. I know when I was involved, not directly involved, but knew about this when I was in Southeast Asia. I didn't consider anything really harmful. We were just trying to stop the enemy from moving troops and things along the Ho Chi Minh Trail, and so we made it rain more there. I didn't really go any further than that. I know they seed the crowds back in the 50s. I remember seeing that on TV as a little boy. They were doing these things. So it's nothing new about weather control. But when I started looking into it many years later, and you're part of the reason why I started looking into it, I could see that this was being built on to be a weapon to really control the world, was it not?
Absolutely. And I would encourage your listeners to, if they want to see a video of former U.S. President Lyndon Baines Johnson in 1962, we do a weekly global update on the most critical news we face called Global Alert News, commercial free. It's on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, our website. They can see at the very beginning of that broadcast a film footage of Lyndon Johnson stating exactly what you just stated, that we had the power to control the world's cloud layer then. And, quote, he who controls the weather controls the world. So he who controls the weather controls the food supply and controls the world. But if I could add one more thing to this, Pastor Butch, and this is very important. We've just done about over 100, with researchers we work with, about 100 new precipitation tests. We've detected graphene, an element called graphene, in almost every single test. Graphene can be used for many things. We found it being outlined in science studies as an ice nucleating element. So you can see these massive weather swings, as you and I discussed off the air, these massive weather swings where it goes from 80 degrees to snow the next day, back to 80 the day after. They're nucleating cloud moisture with artificial nucleating elements like graphene, creates artificial cool down, if you will, a cold air of air that descends to the surface. They can drop the temperatures 40, 50 degrees, create frozen precipitation out of what should have been liquid. But further, to tie this to just how nefarious this can be, graphene is also used for a biological carrier platform. What's that mean?
Uh-huh.
It means they can use graphene to carry a pathogen from the clouds to the ground. And that's how dangerous these programs are. And anyone who thinks that our government wouldn't conduct biological tests on U.S. citizens needs to recheck the reality. As of 1977, even that far back, as a matter of historical record, there were at least 239 documented cases of the U.S. military conducting open-air biological tests on innocent, unknowing U.S. civilians, again, without their knowledge or consent. If anyone thinks they wouldn't do that now, they need to think again. And it may be going on already. And obviously, why wouldn't they use this as a weapon, and why wouldn't they be already?
Well, two questions on the graphene. Now, we know that also that's been administered to us in vaccinations of the jab that we just recently been put up with. Could this be a way also to make us conductive or conducive to electrical, I don't know, manipulation? Is that possible?
Short answer is yes. Could these elements be manipulated with exposure to RF microwave transmissions? Yes. Interestingly enough, in these test vials from this major science institution that just conducted these precipitation tests, we already have pictures of a pattern that is formed inside those test tubes from this material. They've never seen this before. So what's it doing inside of us? And again, we're talking about nanoparticles that are very bioavailable, so they enter our food supply, our waters. It's uptaken into everything, and it's being dispersed in our skies on a scale that is absolutely incomprehensible. We have not released this data yet. We're not quite ready to. But the figures that our calculations are leading to on the total quantity of materials being dispersed is absolutely staggering, Pastor Butch. It's a wonder any of us are even standing and walking still and functioning.
Well, let me ask you this, too. Are you familiar with the new sensors and I forget what other, but they're sensors and little transmitters actually that they're going to be dropping from the air that float like dandelion seeds, and they're more or less indestructible. They charge themselves. They don't have batteries. They charge themselves every day. They got batteries, but they never run down. They always charge themselves new. Are you familiar with those so-called dandelion bots, I guess you could say?
Not familiar enough to speak to it, but I would to fortify what you're stating. The level of technology that's being used in nefarious ways right now is probably far beyond what any of us would even like to imagine. And the gravity of what we face, the immediacy of what we face, can't be overstated. So for those just going about their lives as if somehow all this is going to magically work out or blow over, no, that's not the case. And again, I would argue we all have a responsibility to do our part in whatever situation we're in. And if we could expose, in the case of climate engineering, and this is why we focus on this issue, we consider it the greatest single hole in the bottom of the boat, not just destroying the planet's life support systems, but toxifying every breath we take. If we could expose this fully, and populations around the globe knew they have been subjected to this experiment without their knowledge or consent, I would argue we could still change the flavor of the coming collapse. A collapse that is now very, very close. So exposing this issue is of paramount importance, because those in power, Pastor Butch, at any point of their choosing, because of everything I've already described, they could put something much more lethal in this mix. They could level the playing field overnight.
Absolutely. And by the way, you go to our website, PastorButch.com, Dame, PastorButch.com, and look under Mark the Beast Technology, and you'll see those dandelion seeds, I guess you say them. I think you might look into it. I think you'll find it very interesting. So, with all this technology that's been going on for years, how much have they progressed in, say, the last 30, 40 years?
Well, tremendously. I mean, if you look at the changes from what they did in Vietnam, for example, in the case of climate engineering with Project Popeye, what they can do now is absolutely extraordinary. We have instances of locations going from 100-degree all-time record high to snow in one day. That happened in Amarillo, Texas, May 1st, 2013. Pastor Butch, do you remember the 100,000 cattle that died of a freak snowstorm in South Dakota?
Yes,
in 2014?
I do. It's been some years ago. Yes, I do.
It has. But it's happened in other locations. It happened on a smaller scale in Texas. It's happened in South America, where 250,000 cold hardy alpacas died in a similar freak instant snowstorm. So in this case, the snowstorm in South Dakota, as an example of chemical ice nucleation, you ask about the technology, and this is part of that technology, their ability to turn what should have been rain into a snowstorm that radically lowers surface temperatures. It was October 4th, 2013, when this event happened in South Dakota, killing 100,000 cattle, and we captured the weather maps from that day. At the same time it was snowing, it started snowing at 40 degrees, because the ice nucleating can occur with these chemical elements at temperatures far above freezing. It radically drops the temperatures as it goes. But at the same time it was snowing in South Dakota, a stone throw away in Kansas City, it was 89 degrees and raining. In Chicago, same time, 85 degrees and raining. How could it possibly be cold enough to kill 100,000 cold hardy cattle? This is weather warfare. This is winter weather warfare. Here in Northern California, several days ago, we were 90-plus degrees. Today it was 38 degrees. And now we're going back to 90s in a few days. This is not nature. This is weather warfare using chemical ice nucleating elements. And your listeners can search, if they go through the engineering winter section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, they'll find articles like the Chinese scientists that admitted they were doing this, Popular Science covered it, Fox News, Reuters, ABC. This is verifiable data, Pastor Butch, if people choose to investigate.
Well, now, are these, they're killing our food?
Yes.
Livestock and plants, everything.
Yes.
Is this an intentional scenario they're doing this, or this is a byproduct of what they're trying to do, control the weather?
The instances of crop-crushing freak weather events are far too consistent to be considered just an accidental consequence. This is intent. There's no rationally arguing that if the data is looked at. So at this point, again, I would argue those in power are almost out of options. The severity of what's unfolding can't be hidden from populations much longer. The planet's life support systems are failing. Climate engineering, a huge part of that equation, but not by any means the only part, but those in power are certainly now at the point of culling the herd and miring populations in so much difficulty that they're unable to stand up against this insanity. And Pastor Butch, you know, if people are struggling to find their next bite of food, they can't worry about much else, can they?
That's very true. Very true. And with the there's no point in, I guess, you're looking at the direction. They're intentionally trying to undermine our economy, and they're doing it. They're intentionally trying to destroy our crops, and they're doing it. And I wonder, too, now this is a different topic, but are they maybe trying to intentionally lead us into war to get our minds off other things? That's just my opinion. But we're seeing this also happen. So, obviously, this is going to... We're already seeing, I mean, the food's getting scarce in grocery stores. Prices are going through the roof on everything. I mean, everything. So this is only adding to the problem. But what you're saying is they know what you're doing, and they're doing it intentionally.
No question. And they, again, and I stress this point, and it's not an easy pill to swallow, but based on the current condition of the planet and the amount of human populations, the planet cannot support the populations any longer. And that's not in any sense to condone what those in power are doing. They're the ones most responsible for creating this paradigm in the first place. They're the first ones that should walk the plank. But the bottom line is people need to understand the severity of what's unfolding. And this that would help them to see more clearly the wider horizon and how the puzzle pieces fit together. Those in power are trying to thin the herd as fast as they can and retain their control. And that's what so many things are about, including CV-19. I mean, how clear is that? The controllers have spoken about this. I apologize for that. Controllers have spoken about this long before it happened, and they knew it was coming. They stated so on the record. Anthony Fauci in 2017 stating there, quote, would be a surprise pandemic. We have peer-reviewed study to show that the gain-of-function characteristic for the COVID pathogen was engineered in labs in Wuhan and Chapel Hill, North Carolina. All this data is there for anybody who chooses to look. And this is we're at the crossroad, Pastor Butch. We're there.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me, and it breaks my heart, too, that the American people as a whole have no idea. They really think all this is because of climate change or global warming. I mean, they don't know that somebody's causing this. They actually think it's because of our carbon footprint is causing all this. And people buy that because it's on ABC and CNN. So they think it's the truth, and they would never lie to us. Well, obviously, this isn't so. Go ahead.
To clarify on that, though, I want to make this clear, too. It's important that we remember that it's not a this or that equation, that although we can mathematically and statistically say the single biggest climate disrupting factor taken as a single piece of the puzzle is climate engineering, but by no means the only source, because again, we've been very bad stewards of the planet. We are looting, pillaging, plundering, and polluting all over our once miraculous planet, and we're going through 100 million barrels of carbon fuel a day, and all of these things are a factor. We're cutting down the forests, we're poisoning the oceans. I'm not negating all these things, but I'm simply saying that by playing God with the weather, we have completely hamstrung the planet's ability to try and respond to the poor stewardship of the human race. And in doing that, we've virtually put a block of cement on the planet and thrown it into the ocean. It's sinking.
Well, I'm convinced that if man wasn't intentionally modifying the weather, that God created this planet well enough to sustain this for a long, long time, not longer than it's going to be here because of what we're doing to ourselves. So, I mean, I know we've done a lot. I mean, I see with clear-cutting here in the hills of West Virginia, we have beautiful forests. They're clear-cutting. They say it's better for nature to clear-cut it. I beg to differ, but that's beside the point also. I just see this being done but with strip jobs. And, of course, out west, when they were mining for minerals out there, they just literally destroyed the land. We know that greed of man has done that, but I know the earth could be much more resilient if we were not adding to the destruction of it. Is that a fair thing to say?
That's correct.
Hang on to the break. Boy, this is a fast half hour. Folks, back at the break, a lot of questions coming from you, I hope, because a lot of y'all know more about this than I do. Give us a call at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food cost, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code Butch.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green, with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com, or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying, because your soul.
cool and chill. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back here. We're talking to Dane Wiginton, and I'm going to tell you what, folks. It's a good website, Geoengineering, and I'm going to have him give it to you a minute and tell you how you can get a hold of him for some materials. And if you'll let me, I'm going to offer this little book here on Geoengineering, A Chronicle of Indictment. It's a 20-page booklet. If you'll send me some, if you can do it, I'll be glad to get them out or however you want to do it. But nonetheless, folks, when we look up the sky, And if you have any knowledge at all, you see the we call them chemtrails. It's much more detailed than that. We call them chemtrails. And if you bring them up to your friends and family, they'll think you're nuts. You're one of those conspiracy nuts. What we're seeing, though, on the surface is nothing compared to what's already being done and what's in the works. And Dean, before going further in the program, tell folks again how to get to your website and how can they contact you with questions.
It's geoengineeringwatch.org. That's G-E-O, the word engineering, the word watch.org. And they can reach us there through admin@geoengineeringwatch.org. And those materials are available for less than our costs. We're literally mailing them out at a net loss to try to get them into circulation. They're on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org under the materials sections. And again, our only goal, Pastor Butch, is to get these materials into circulation as fast as possible, to bring this issue to light as fast as possible, because as we discussed off the air, if we don't deal with what's happening in our skies, mathematically, statistically, we won't be around long. And I'll cover those statistics in a minute when you want to do that.
And folks, I do urge you, if at all possible, please get the information. I know a lot of you do not have computers. If Dane would be so good to send me a copy of these little books, if you send me a couple of dollars cover postage, I'll send them to you. We can't afford to eat the difference, but if you a couple bucks cover postage on these little books, glad to send you one of them. If Dane will send me a few of them, I'll see if they're out of here. I know, and Dane, whatever they're worth to you, I'll pay you what's worth to you to have them here for the people that do not have computers. A lot of our listeners do not do computers, and I understand them. I don't like them either. But a lot of folks just don't do computers. So if we work out a deal to get some of them here, we'll discuss that in a minute and maybe get some here where I can send them out to the folks. That'd be okay?
We'll do it. We have some supply chain issues happening now, actually, Butch.
I know
you
do, yes.
Butch, we have,
yes.
We have some ability to fulfill those orders now, and I'll definitely give you a few that you can have for your personal circle. It probably wouldn't be enough to take care of too many people, but I am going to send you a complimentary package. Yeah, we just have, we've just been told we couldn't. We got 1/4 of our order, 1/4, because of supply chain issues. So we're not sure where we're at there. But the links, I want to state this, the links are there. The printable files are there. They're available for free. Full PDF for our two-sided flyers are there for free. And you can use those to print our materials anytime. And we make those available for everyone. Again, our only goal is to get the materials in circulation. So they're all our printable PDF files in those sections. You can print your own anytime you want.
Okay. Now we're going to take a phone call about 5 or 10 minutes, and we're starting to get a few phone calls here. Why don't you go ahead and tell the folks more detail again, people can see the trails in the sky. What are those really? And what's in them? And how does that affect our health? Not just, we know it affects the animal life and the health, but how does that affect human life? Fill us in on that.
Key question. Let's start with this, Pastor Butch. That is not condensation in almost any case. That is a sprayed particulate trail. The condensation trail narrative is an absolute lie that everybody has bought into without any research whatsoever. I'm not shooting from the hip. We went to the expense of not only we've taken hundreds and hundreds of precipitation tests on the ground, verifying the climate engineering elements are falling down from above, but we took a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration flying lab with top scientists to altitude, tested what the heavy aircraft were emitting, and found exactly what we knew we'd find, starting with aluminum nanoparticles, primary climate engineering element, highly toxic to all life. I want to state that clearly. Bioavailable aluminum is toxic to all life on this planet, period. When you hear people say, and some official deception sources like the EPA or other sources or elected officials will say, well, the official narrative is aluminum is an abundant element in Earth's strata. We should expect to see it everywhere. That is a blatant, glaring lie. Aluminum, although abundant, does not exist in free form. Naturally, it cannot be available or found in free form unless it's been mined and refined and dispersed. And it is highly, highly toxic, connected to every imaginable form of neurological disease. It kills soil microbiome, kills insects, destroys the ozone layer. So, again, this is incredibly toxic. It's a slow kill at best with the materials we know are in the aerosol operations. Aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, polymer fibers, all of them highly toxic in and of themselves. When you mix them together, the toxicity goes through the roof. It can be as much as 100 times worse based on peer-reviewed study. So if I could continue this rant for one more minute, Pastor Butch, it'll fit all together.
You go ahead. I'm not going to interrupt you. Go ahead,
please. Just one more moment. I know you got callers. So to illustrate how harmful it is between the destroyed ozone layer and the toxic precipitation, now we have an insect apocalypse. Global terrestrial and aquatic insect life down 80 to 90%. How long do we think we're going to be here when the insects can't make it? And that's now. It's not somewhere off in the future. That's now. We've lost 80 to 90% of global pelagic fish population, the food fish, 90%. Bluefin tuna down 98% because plankton populations are down 60 to 70%. No plankton, no people. Also, in addition to all the polluting of the oceans we've done, and that's a huge factor, but in addition to that, the destroyed ozone layer, intense UV, is killing plankton. They feed in the upper layers of the water column. We have the particles themselves that are being absorbed by the plankton, highly toxic. From every conceivable direction, we are inhaling a very toxic brew of elements building up in our systems. It will do damage. There's no if, may or might. It will and is doing damage to all of us. And if they make those mix more lethal, I say this with the utmost urgency, if they decide they're losing control and they put something more lethal in the spray dispersions, they can bring us all down overnight, and they have that technology.
Okay, now I want just very quickly go through this. We'll get phone calls. I know we'll get a couple calls waiting. Hang in there. We'll get 2 minutes. Where do you even start? We're seeing a huge uptick on Alzheimer's, which you know aluminum and hard metals that's in the area of the breathing can cause Alzheimer's. We know that. There's no doubt about it. We're seeing all kinds of increase in cancers and other and respiratory diseases. All this probably ties in at least somewhat to these chemicals in the air. Would that be a fair statement?
Not somewhat. In the case
really?
Of aluminum, The connection with climate engineering is inarguable, and it is the core part of the equation, because inhaled aluminum is far more detrimental than ingested aluminum, because when you inhale these aluminum nanoparticles, it goes straight through your lung, or your nasal passages, through your olfactory nerve, straight into your bloodstream, crosses the blood-brain barrier, and as you also correctly stated, aluminum-Alzheimer's connection. We know from peer-reviewed science study, from the top aluminum researchers in the world, that without aluminum in the equation, there would be no Alzheimer's in a normal human lifespan of 100 years. Aluminum is the core causal factor, period. And why don't we hear that? Why don't we hear that from the Alzheimer's Foundation, for example, Pastor Butch? Because there are members of the aluminum industry sitting on the Alzheimer's Foundation boards. How about that? Fox is running the announcements.
Okay, so if we were not being sprayed with aluminum, there would be virtually no Alzheimer's at all.
Without aluminum in the equation, there can be aluminum from other sources. There can be other factors that distribute the aluminum. But aluminum is core to the equation. Based on the top researchers in the world, Dr. Scott Exley, who has now been – his whole research team has just been fired because they don't want this information getting out. I went to a Alzheimer's event, offered to give a large donation for an informational booth just to pass out science data on aluminum Alzheimer's connection. They threatened to arrest me. I encouraged them to do so if that's what they felt they needed to do. They then realized that would bring even more attention to the issue, and they opted not to do that. We have a system that's so unimaginably corrupt, Butch, that we have, again, the industry people that are behind these operations, Defense Industries, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, we have them literally in control of entities like the Alzheimer's Foundation.
Well, now, this is not weather control, but would this aluminum scheme also have to do with why we're drinking beverages out of aluminum now? And I know they quit using aluminum to make pots and pans quite a while ago because they said it couldn't be sterilized, it wasn't good for you. But is that why they're using aluminum, though, and say in soft drinks and different things?
Well, again, all of these materials are toxic. We're swimming in a toxic sea. And the one factor, though, to there's problems with all of this. There's chemicals involved in all these productions, plastic bottles, aluminum. There's problems in dangerous chemicals and elements and all of it. But again, inhaled, when these materials are inhaled, it's far more detrimental because it enters the system much more quickly and much more effectively. So what we're inhaling through the air column is much worse. And I encourage your listeners on a very sprayed day when they see these aircraft leaving long particulate trails, and that's what they are. They're not condensation. It's particulate trails. And we know that from film footage, too. We have up-close film footage of these aircraft at altitude, nozzles visible, turning on and off. That's the end of the argument. They're sprayed dispersions. So on that type of day, if you go out on a dark night in a place without light pollution around and you put the brightest light you can find, aim it straight up at the sky and look up through that beam, it is absolutely shocking. It looks like a blizzard. There is so much material coming down. So much is coming down in Northern California that it's changed soil pH values 10 times toward alkaline. That is an inconceivable amount of material, and we're breathing all of it.
And, of course, that changed our body alkaline also. It's destroying the crops, as you said, and not just here, but worldwide. Folks, this isn't a U.S. phenomenon. This is worldwide. It's just absolutely amazing. Let's take a phone call before we end our time here. Let's talk to our friend Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's see. You left out Carter Cone and Professor Don Scott. Now, they was already ahead of this guy, already on this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And you said, I left out what, though, first? What would you say it was?
Carter Cone? Professor Don Scott.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I got you. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of those gentlemen. Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
I know Professor Carnicom. He's a very nice and sincere individual. He's done a lot for this cause. I certainly agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah, but
you want to add, Mick?
Yeah. It's aluminum. It's highly combustible.
That's a very good point. Thank you, Mick, for bringing that up. Pastor Butch, thank you for bringing that up. On the wildfires, let's elaborate on that. That's a great point,
okay.
Mick brought up.
Go ahead.
Your listeners should search the Engineering Wildfires on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org if they have access to a computer, or Wildfires Serve Geoengineering Agenda. So what we have, they're cutting off the precipitation. Let's use the western U.S. for an example. And we know they're cutting off precipitation because we can see them on satellite imagery doing it. So they're cutting off our precipitation. The rain that does fall is toxic, so it affects the root systems, kills the trees from the bottom up. We have the UV killing them from the top down. They have no rain. When the rain does fall, again, it's toxic. But in the aluminum, it's ionizing the atmosphere, one, so it's electrically conductive. It creates a lot of friction, a lot of static buildup, and again, a more conductive atmosphere, you're going to have a lot more dry lightning, and that's exactly what we have. Now, these particles are coating forest foliage in the forest floor. They are an incendiary dust, absolutely, as Mick said. Barium is also. So you have fires burning with such immense ferocity, and all these factors lead back to climate engineering as a core causal factor. This is not to deny that the planet's warming, that we're being bad stewards of the planet in many ways, but in the case of the wildfires, we can most directly hang that around the neck of climate engineering because, Pastor Butch, the laws of physics tell us it must rain more overall on a warming planet, not less. The planet is warming. 7% more moisture for every degree C of warming. It can't rain less overall unless there's a factor we're not being told about. That factor is climate engineering. And so we on the wildfires, again, we can hang that most completely around the neck of climate engineering operations. And for those in the environmental community, I want to say this. You can't have a legitimate discussion about the climate from any perspective without first and foremost addressing the climate engineering factor. And the reason, Pastor Butch, that they're not is because they don't want to lose their 501c3 nonprofits. And that is absolutely criminal hypocrisy.
Yes.
And we know this because our attorneys at geoengineeringwatch.org has spoken to their attorneys, and they won't address this issue because they don't want to lose their nonprofit status.
That's very true. Good point. Mick, good question. Thanks, Carl. Guy Jump, good call.
Thank you.
And let's go next to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir.
Brother Dane, I seen you on Weather Mega Drought. Steve Quayle, you did a great job, Dane. But I want to ask you, speak to the water shortages out west. Lake Shasta, Lake Oroville, Lake Mead, Lake Powell. Will there be water shortages? Will people have to flee these different areas in search of water?
I don't know where they would flee to. It's a great question. Thank you for asking it. In the case of the water shortages, if you look at what geoengineeringwatch.org has tried to trumpet on the record for a decade and a half, that if these programs were allowed to continue, we would have unimaginable drought in these regions. Engineered drought catastrophe target California is one of our disseminations. Everything we said would happen has happened. We can see them cutting off our precipitation. Again, Pastor Butch, we're back to controlling food supplies and on the fires as well. This is key. The fires serve climate engineering agenda because they help to load the atmosphere with particulates, i.e. smoke. And that is part of what they're trying to carry out right now, is to provide temporary cooling at the cost of a much worse and long-term warming. The effect of a volcano. A volcano provides temporary cooling at the cost of a far worse and long-term warming. They don't care about the consequences. That's what they're willing to do. But as far as cutting off our precipitation here and the immediate effect, we're there. Lake Powell, Lake Mead, Lake Oroville, Lake Shasta, all the major reservoirs are at critically low levels, and that is scheduled. And I say scheduled, not predicted, because these are not predictions. The natural systems are being completely hijacked. This is scheduled weather warfare, and that is scheduled to continue at this point. So thank you for that question.
Good question. Bruce, anything else?
It seems like the entire western half of the country is suffering this, but in the eastern half, we get plenty of rain over here. I'm from Ohio.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, it seems like it's not affecting the drought in the eastern half of the country.
You're completely correct, Bruce. Thank you for bringing that up also. If your listeners search geoengineering is creating freeze-fry extremes, they'll see that scenario as well. So what they've done, that's a really good question, Bruce. The eastern half of the U.S. lower 48 is the most populated portion of the U.S. That's where most Americans live. So if you can keep them oblivious to how bad it is in the rest of the world, they won't care. And they'll go about their lives as if nothing's wrong. And that's exactly what they've done. The eastern half of the U.S. is the most anomalously less warm region in the entire world for 10 years running, since 2012. They have kept that region wetter and cooler to keep most Americans oblivious. That's exactly what they've done. But that rain is absolutely toxic, though, Bruce, and it is having an effect on trees, crops, and other issues there. But you're completely correct. They've droughted out the west, kept the east cool. That's exactly what they've done.
All right. Good question. Thank you, Bruce, for the call. Go ahead. Go ahead. Thank you. Excellent call. And by the way, we have noticed here, and we were just discussing this, the Bible study this past Saturday, excuse me, the different types of trees are dying in this state, in our area. I mean, we've watched many trees, elm trees, beech trees starting to die off, and now oak trees starting to die off. Do you think this has a lot to do with the poison rain?
It has everything to do with what's in the rain. When you kill beneficial soil microbiome, you release fungal everything. It's fungal proliferation. Pastor Butch, you know, when you take antibiotics, your body becomes much more susceptible to fungal infection, right? Because you're killing your beneficial microbiome.
Yes.
Same thing in the environment. When you sterilize those soils, we're seeing no soil decomposition in the forest floor now. Everything just sits there. There is more in a naturally unharmed environment. There's more life forms below the soil than above. It's been completely systematically slaughtered. We know these elements affect root systems. They stop nutrient uptake. The trees start to die a slow, protracted death. What's happening to those trees, even if they get rain, is absolutely directly tethered to climate engineering.
Wow. We are in deep doo-doo, folks, in so many different ways in this country. So many different ways. It's been done right under our noses, so to speak. And maybe some people do notice it. But what can they do? What can they do? Some people may notice that the skies. I doubt most of them look up paying attention to it because the news tells them something different. But nonetheless, we're down the last couple minutes here. Dane, what can we do? You tell us what we can do to help.
Everyone can do much more than they might imagine. One, from their own home computer, they can use our links and send them to meteorologists, elected officials, agencies, organizations. They can do that for free. They can print our materials from our files, or they can order them, again, for less than our cost from our site. If you're armed with credible data, that's much more effective than just pointing at the sky and ranting. And what I want to state this is, if one person successfully conveyed this data to two people in the start of a 30-day month, and those two to two each the second day and so on for 30 days, you're into many millions at the end of 30 days. And that math sounds impossible, but that's exactly where it comes out. So as I stated at the end of the film, The Dimming, which is on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, that's a great tool to share, very complete documentary on this issue. As I stated at the end of that film, any one of us could be the pebble that triggers the landslide of awakening. We must have a critical mass of awakening on this issue so that people know they're fighting for their life, Pastor Butch, literally. If we can do that, many wheels will begin to turn on their own. We'll have a chance of stopping these programs from the inside out as those participating and their families realize that they are participating in their own self-extermination.
Well, Brother Dane, we're in so much trouble in so many different ways in this country that it's unbelievable. And when it boils right down to it, folks, if we don't stop the destruction of the planet our God give us, nothing else is going to matter anyway.
Exactly.
We won't be here. Okay?
Exactly.
So all these things are important and they need to be talked about. They truly do. But if we don't stop this destruction of our home for our children and our grandchildren, we failed miserably in everything else. We failed. If we failed this one thing, we failed. And that's just that simple. I don't mean to come across being dramatic here, but this is very serious. This is not something we shrug off, go back to bed, and forget about. This is going on as we speak. And Dane, do you give out email blasts with information that you send to your listeners? Or
we have an email list.
Type of thing? Yes.
We have an email list at geoengineeringwatch.org.
People
can sign up.
Yes.
They'll get, and we don't overload them with anything at all. If we put it out, it's important. We don't put out a lot, but we put out substance. And they can sign up for that at the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. Yes.
Well, keep me posted on those, because the ones I get in, I'll forward to our email list also, which is growing all the time. Because I want to do everything I can to help as much as possible. Folks, I don't know what else to say tonight. We're about out of time, and Damon, at the last minute, what do you want to say in closing?
Well, simply, we're here for a reason, aren't we, Pastor Butch?
Yes, we are. Yes,
we're required to stay at our post until we're relieved, and I would argue again that no matter how daunting this challenge looks, if an example I've used before, if our child was in a burning house and we thought we had very little chance of saving them, would we still not try? We would. And we're obligated to try. It's our responsibility. So, and again, and we shouldn't underestimate our collective power. If we stand together and face this storm head on, Pastor Butch, I would argue we can still accomplish profound good, even at this late hour.
Well, we have no choice but to try. That somebody once said, duty is ours, consequences are God's. It's just that simple. And Dane, Wigginton, thank you for all you've done, and thank you for being out there for us tonight. Can I be in touch in the future for another broadcast?
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. I'll be in touch. In the meantime, you keep some information out. Matter of fact, if you send me everything I need to know, I'll link it to our website also so people can catch your website on our website. That may help out a little bit.
I'll send you a couple key links.
All right, my friend. God bless you, and we'll see you again in the very near future.
Thank you, Pastor Butch.
Thank you, Dane. Folks, we love you. By the grace of God, see you tomorrow night with Summer Dre. Wednesday night with Dr. Judy Mikovits. You don't miss that at all. So have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.